And he's having a fucking field day with it. He's just loving it. And she's going, but see with her face when the shit came up, she's like, she was proud of that shit. 100%. When I picked the seams of my ex's fucking clothes apart, 100%, I was like, and 3, 2, 1, boom. You know what I mean? Like,
it's your entertainment.
It was more subtle, but 100% I did it for the same satisfaction. You know what I mean? You hurt me. You've cheated on me. So now I'm a victim and I can treat you like a piece of shit because, you know, we're both going to be the same, right?
Hey, guys, I'm here with Bronny, the freaking genius of the world of human behavior. I don't even know how to describe it, but we're in a very first YouTube video. We're also going to be on Facebook as well because we need you guys on Facebook to show us some love on YouTube as well. Courageously You, Authentically Me. This is going to be the number one world-class YouTuber channel for human behavior and freaking it. What? How would you describe it, Bronny? You're the CEO, right?
It's just a real relatable platform for you to be able to understand your behavior. And if you stick around and you subscribe, just get ready to go next level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because nothing's unattainable. I love challenge. I love teaching. And I know there's answers.
Yeah. So you've just a bit of background. You've worked with, you've done thousands of hours, saved lots of light, like not through your words, but I've literally witnessed you calling me up and saying, yeah, this person said I saved their life. And what are you dedicated to? What's your mission here?
I'm dedicated to love and self-acceptance. Yeah, because men beat themselves up for their behavior. Women gaslight them for that behavior. And women are just as shit as men, and men are just as shit as women, but we only show the world one side. And therefore, I'll meet this person. Oh, they're so fantastic. They're this, they're that. They're shit, just like they are good. But no, yeah, just education around real human behavior, simple formulas to release you from your pain, your noise in your head, and just have you love and accept yourself.
The authentic you.
Well, you can turn up and be courageously you because we're going to share how we're authentically us.
Oh, yeah. I just got that.
That's what the umbrella is, Mitch.
So what we're doing today is going to be a shit show, as by the title, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. What a shit show. So we're going to jump into reacting to the first 5 minutes or about of this top moments of Johnny Depp. I'll also link the original video that we're reacting to in there. Enjoy.
And watch us.
Comment.
Dissect shit.
Yeah.
In our form.
She brought up the situation of her fecal matter on the bed. And I, and she just tried to blame it on the dogs.
Okay, so Amber turd. One day, they had an argument. Johnny left the house. Johnny came back, and there's a pile of human shit on his bed sheets.
Okay, so were they living in separate bedrooms, or is it his and her bed?
I think they were living in separate bedrooms, maybe.
See, well, of course he's going to mention something like that because it discredits her as a female, right? You can't be all dainty and feminine if you're going and shitting on a bed. But she hasn't done that because she's a horrible human. She hasn't done that because she's like, or she's done it because she's like, fuck you. But like haven't all of us at some sense or point in our life had an argument and done something that we go, oh, looking back, man, that was crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like we just react from our emotional and in her mind, because of the way he treats her, she's the victim. She's like, fuck you. I'm sick of the way you treat me, but you've just got two broken people. Cause I don't see adults that are fucking bickering in court. I see two broken children that haven't dealt with their shit.
Yeah, they kind of, it's the classic celebrity thing, fame too quickly, and then bang, you got all this money, you got all this success in a couple areas of your life, but you have no fucking idea how to run a relationship, do you?
Yeah, not only that, you know, you've got all the, everyone, like everyone's got an opinion about this. That's the first little bit I've watched of this, like the first bit ever. And so many people have an opinion. So many people are judging. So many people are blaming him, blaming her. The point is there's two people in this. The point is they loved each other at one point, but due to their own traumas, their own moments in their life that trigger behavior, they're now judging themselves for that. And they've got to drag the other through the mud for their behavior just to almost justify their own behavior. But they have no or limited power to stop that behavior. So everybody that has an opinion in my eyes is attacking something that we have all been at some stage in our lives. We just haven't been publicly outed for it. You know what I mean? So at what point do you turn around and go, okay, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, and then all of us go, well, shit, I know I've said some nasty names to my man. Whoops. You know what I mean? Like it's, we're all the same and people are judging people for shit that I can guarantee you they've all done. I as you know, I was the abused housewife and I do that because at the time I was a victim. Now I look back, I played a part in that. I would go, he abused me, he yelled at me, he did this, he said these nasty things. But I was also yelling and screaming back. I was also making him feel so, I guess, unsuccessful with every little bit of effort he put in to provide for our family. It was never enough for me. I was never grateful. I was never appreciative. That makes a man like destroy himself on the inside. Then you go, you know, substances, go and try and fix it. And we end up where these two are. And there's a day where they loved each other. I can guarantee you the love's still there. They just don't know how to get through the chaos to be able to coincide together as a couple. And now it's outed publicly. Like there's no hope for that now.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of where I've taken this shit somewhere and I took a shit my mum's front back lawn the other day.
Yeah, I got a photo. Yeah, it was great. Thanks. You know what? I thought, YOLO, mate, YOLO. But, yeah, it's not even about taking the shit. Look, one of my exes, I wanted to get back at him, and I thought, yeah, all right, mate, go to the nightclub and cheat on me. I got his best outfit that I know he's going to wear when he goes out, and I unpicked all of the stitching so when he goes and puts it on, it falls straight off. Is that a badass? I was trying to fuck with his head to make him know that I still had control. Why? Because I felt out of control because of, not because of his behavior, but because of me allowing his behavior and not feeling strong enough to leave. That's my shit. That's not his shit.
Shit is such the perfect word for this.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Reaction clip.
Excuse me, just got to go take a dump. No, thank you.
Are you good?
Yeah, good.
You didn't know what could cause damage to Mr. Depp's hand while you were there on March 8th, correct?
Dr. Kipper told me he'd sustained an injury on one of his fingers.
Objection, hearsay.
Wait, you asked the question.
Oh.
Next question.
Okay, you said he sustained an injury to his finger.
Yeah. How much time that you did move in with him?
Objection leading. Your Honor, I'm going to object on hearsay.
My co-star.
Objection, Your Honor, hearsay. Objection, hearsay. Her communications are hearsay.
Yeah, I tried to say that it was fine.
Objection, hearsay.
I found out that he was in a hotel room with Paul
Bettany. Objection, hearsay.
Did you have with Lily Groves without saying anything she said?
Objection, hearsay. Objection, leading.
If we approach you and your kids in the car on the street, you
objection,
need to move
hearsay.
It.
That calls for hearsay, Your Honor.
When he finished filming.
You know what? What's happening here is, I guess anyone that watches this is going to go, she's being shut down, she's not being heard, you know, all of this other stuff. But the point is, they're both injured people. They're both trying to make a point. So no matter, like his legal team's going to block hers and her legal team's going to block his. And, you know, the thing he was saying about, you know, the dopamine and stuff like that, he's been educated to a point, but he still doesn't know what his triggers are and he lives with that pain and she lives with the pain of her triggers. And the absolute stupidity of this whole situation, if either of them do not collapse those triggers, they're only going to recreate this exact situation with another fucking human being. And that is the most ridiculous part of this entire thing, because they don't even know this. And if they do and they're choosing not to dissolve the triggers, then, you know, do you want to better your life or are you scared to do that? Because it's okay to be scared. It's okay to be an asshole. It's okay to be a bitch. It's okay to be exactly who you are and have your triggers and, you know, have your confusion and have your feeling that you've obtained that thing that nobody else has and you're embarrassed. You don't want people to find out. Once again, the question becomes, how long do you want to stay there and do you need help getting out? Because there is a solution. The point is, you got your thousands and hundreds and thousands of dollars being thrown into this, the media putting money into it, you know, everybody spending their time watching it like us right now, you know, but the point is nobody can offer them that solution. And that solution is a lot cheaper than everything they've done so far. It blows my mind, but it's not anyone's fault. It just comes down to being uneducated in the area of human behavior, I guess.
Yeah. It's like Johnny Depp leaves blaming Amber, Amber leaves blaming Johnny, and yet people that are watching who are, you know, team Amber or team fucking Johnny, they're going to blame the other people and they're just going to keep repeat. They're going to keep meeting and attracting those same people, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely they are. And you know, I'm team both of them, dissolving their triggers and getting them to a point where they can actually hug and be grateful for this experience. You know what I mean? Like, And you and I both know that that's possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
But will they let their egos get out of the way and reach out? Will they actually ever dissolve these triggers? Because it's outed now. We all behave in the way that they're being displayed right now, but they've been outed. So now can they then admit that all of this is just back and forth due to hurt and pain and they don't understand and they're in their chaos and they've actually got no fucking idea what's going on? They just know that they behave badly and use substances. It's just mind-boggling because I'm like, it's so simple to fix. But no, but then both of us have been there, right?
Yeah.
I 100% I've behaved like this. I've never scratched someone's car or anything like that because I think,
oh my God, yeah.
I don't do stuff that I don't think I can afford to fix. But I've never slashed tires, scratched a car.
No, I fucking full-on drove into a car and just like drove off.
But in the end, it doesn't matter if, you know, as a relation to it, it's like addiction. It doesn't matter if your addiction is drugs, alcohol. Addiction could be shopping, food, anything like that. You know, like it's just the same behavior in a different form. So it doesn't matter what your form is. 100% every human being on the planet has behaved the way these two are behaving. They're just not in the public eye. Mm. And it's that, you know, it's like 99% of relationships.
Well, it's just like DeMartini says, you got to make your privates public and then you have absolutely nothing to worry about. And what I was thinking of this before is I think we were talking about, no, I was watching one of our old videos and you were talking about if you're infatuated, if you really like someone, like Johnny would have first met Amber and be like, oh wow, she's so famous. She's as famous as me. She's super like hot. Wow. Johnny's going to hold in his farts around Amber at the start. He's going to hold him in. Because he's like, okay, she can't know that I make farts. And no, I don't make farts. And then she's doing this. So she's holding in her farts and she's held her farts in for so long. She's had to go and shit on the bed when it's flipped the other side. And you go, wow, he's a stinky, like disgusting man that has all of the traits of every human. He's a fucking human. Just because he's in multi-million dollar movies and he's one of the most successful people on the planet doesn't mean he doesn't have all these bad things about him.
Yeah.
Money doesn't fix all of that.
That's right. But in that sense, they set themselves up for failure because when we do meet someone new, we do pedestal them. We're infatuated with the things that we see that we love in them, right? Well, one, to expect someone to be one-sided is a fantasy. So the second your brain recognizes traits, tones of voice, body language, anything that it reminds you of, a trigger, trauma, event, moment in your life that you perceive was bad, they're going to attack and then they're going to try and avoid it because it's something that they resent and they don't want to be getting closer to something that they resent, that they don't want to have in their life. So then they've put them on a pedestal. Now they're pitting each other when all they need to do is balance each other out, accept each other for who they are and open up love and wisdom and gratitude. Like it's something that we all do. Like one thing I recognized I did was through some relationships. I didn't like football, like never watched it. And I met this guy and he's like, oh, I love football. Oh, me too. You know, I'm like just agreeing to all this shit. And then when I'm like, come on, can't we go out on a Sunday afternoon, have a few beers at the pub or, you know, go meet up with friends? He's like, no, I'm watching the footy. And I'm just like, yeah, fucking football. And he's like, you knew this when we met. I'm like, no. Well, you've made me, you know, change to watch football. It was because I was subordinating because I saw him above me. And now, like, if he was to take me to, you know, the football stadium for our first anniversary, I'd say he's selfish where he's saying, fuck, I listened. You know what I mean? So it's like, don't pedestal someone. Know that if you see greatness in them, they're also shit. That if you see, you know, drive in them, they're also lazy. Like, we are all everything. And if you don't pedestal, then there's no fucking dramatic drop to the pit. There's just understanding love and balance.
Yeah. And you don't.
Human existence.
And you don't run your life by hearing about the latest celebrity gossip. You're like, oh, that's like, imagine if there was paparazzi following you around everywhere, a camera around you everywhere, documenting everything you did. And there it was like thrown up on online just so people can say, oh, wow. And then everyone just points the finger. Oh, Amber shits on the bed. And I don't do that. I've never done that in a relationship. Or Johnny, you know, Johnny didn't seek help and stayed in the relationship too long. I've never done that before.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's, yeah, isn't it funny? Well, the situation's not funny, but, you know, you've got so many, you know, women that are highly reactive to this because they're like, well, because she's been shut down and not heard. Now, if there's a woman that's being mentally or physically beat up by her man, she's going to question speaking up now. Well, same with him. Because the behavior that she's displayed is gaslighting him and throwing his biggest insecurities straight in his face. Yeah, because she knows that's what works. And he knows that her image is important to her. Why do you think he's talking about taking a shit on the bed?
One of the hottest chicks in the world.
They're just doing this. But see, you know what? I don't see her as being hot because I don't know if this makes sense, but I don't see people's physical form. I see their intelligence, their mission, their purpose. Like I see who they really are, and it's all about personality. And what I've seen is only from her, you know, very, very charged moments and trying to defend herself. But in the end, it doesn't matter how pretty you are. We all shit. We all fart. We all fight. We all yell. We all have triggers and traumas. We all have those moments that keep, you know, steal that energy in our mind. And you can't change that unless you change it. Like you can't, your brain functions a certain way and you can't change that unless you dissolve that. So they're just going to recreate history again. And you know what? Both of them know they've been in relationships before where this shit's happened. Maybe not taking shit on the bed, but she's probably thrown a wine bottle at him or, you know what I mean? Like they've both been here before. They're here again. It's just very publicized now.
Mm.
So they both know it's going to happen again if they don't sort their shit out.
Mm. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Sorry, on a little tangent.
Objection, Your Honor, hearsay. Objection, form, compound.
And then you saw, then you went in the house and saw Mr. Depp in the foyer, correct?
Yes, correct.
And Mr. Depp was trying to urinate in the foyer, wasn't he?
No.
Mr. Depp had his penis out of his pants.
Objection.
Didn't he?
I think I would remember.
Relevance. Mr.
Depp's penis. I'll allow. Next question.
And you were trying to get Mr. Depp out of the house, correct?
Correct. I was trying to get Mr. Depp out of the house, yes.
And Mr. Depp was refusing to leave the house, was he not?
See, can you see what's happening there?
Not so much.
Yeah.
So what's happening there is, yeah, he's got a sense of humor. People will see it as being disrespectful, but he's got a sense of humor in that moment, right?
Mm.
Because he knows if he laughs at her accusations, that attacks her personality and makes her actually trigger in court to then behave the way that he's actually recorded her behaving. So he's trying now to trigger her.
Dude, do you reckon he's acting? Like he's acting that up?
I don't believe he's acting. Huh? I believe he's in a moment of survival.
Yeah.
Because he's going to detrimentally give her character references that she's accused him of, but in a different form, but he doesn't realize he's doing exactly the same thing in his form. So they're just trying to attack each other. Like I said, if their triggers were gone, that behavior, that substance abuse wouldn't exist, and they could just coexist together. Living in their highest values as the successful people that they are. Could you imagine? I never see people as successful. It's more people on a mission, right? Mm. They have obviously had goals they've achieved throughout their life. Could you imagine how further along or how much bigger that would have been without their triggers that they're currently living out in public?
Wow.
Well, you know how many triggers you and I have had to deal with and our growth over since we've known each other and who we are today compared to who we were. And if they're already seen, because, you know, society sees them as better than us, or they're celebrities. I don't care if you're bum on the street or a billionaire or a celebrity or, you know, I don't care who you are. We're all made with the same brain, skin, you know, like we're all made the same and we are all equals. So, but they, that's why fucking most substances are actually a problem with actors and actresses, because they get so much praise. They have to balance it out on the inside because they still know they're pieces of shit. Because we are all great. We are all pieces of shit, right? So half of their substance shit is because they got to balance out the praise they get. And the other half is from the triggers of their memories and what they perceive did them wrong throughout their lives. Oh, I'd love to get my hands on both of them. I would, just to show
them. Yeah, let's both do Demartini methods on them.
Yeah, that's it. But I'd just love to show them that everybody deserves a second chance and life is worth living. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they live a life, but they know that they've got this behavior, just like every single person that might watch this. We all have this behavior and it's normal, but no one talks about it.
Because everyone's cool, got
this big insecurity that, because he knows he's always behaved this way. She knows she's the screamer in his face behaving this way. Their biggest insecurity is that the public find out. Mm. They're both doing it to each other. But when you behave in that way, you're committed. When your mouth opens, you're like, yep, I can see myself being a screaming banshee right now. I have no idea what triggered me. Don't know why. Guess what? Can't stop myself. But when I'm done, I'm going to walk away and go, what the fuck was that? You know what I mean? Like, but I'll never understand what triggered me because no one's here to ask the questions or to care enough to go, you is enough and we can actually dissolve this. I know I make it sound so simple, but that's because we do it daily, right?
Yeah, that would make acting sound simple.
Yeah, exactly. Where I'd be like, oh, well, Nathan and I were in a movie last week.
Your co-workers, Johnny and Amber.
Yeah, I'd love to just have that conversation with both. It'd be really, that'd be what an amazing opportunity. That'd be next level. I'd love that. I love a challenge.
Dude, that's what I was thinking. Like, imagine if that was you and one of your, or you and your partner, one of your exes, like up on the stand, like watching.
Well, do you know what? If I didn't have the education I do through around human behavior, and I went with the system that recommended that I take my ex-husband for everything he's worth because he mentally abused me as an alcoholic for 12 years. If I went the system's way, he'd have nothing. What sort of father could he show up as for my children if he had nothing?
Yeah, but you get to feel good about yourself.
Oh, nah. You'll have moments throughout your life where that information integrates and you go, oh, so I was equally the same piece of shit that he was. Now I've got everything and he's got nothing. Then you live from guilt, and guilt in your body can fester and form as disease, and then you die young. Sorry, here for far too much to die young. But if I didn't have the education that I have, 100,000% that would have been me, myself and my ex-husband, because I was the victim. I was the beat-down wife, and he was the abusing alcoholic to the society's eyes. But you know how open I am about that on Facebook. Mm. I'm like, he did this, but guess what? I did this, you know, like, but it took me a while to be able to have that self-ownership because I was a person that everybody knew I was, but they didn't really know me. Because your highlight reel is not your real life. And then I just outed myself. But I was scared to do that transition. That transition was, a lot, because I didn't even, if someone had come up to me while I was still in that marriage and said, half of this is your fault, probably would have killed them. You know what I mean? Like, how dare you, don't live this situation.
Oh my God. I could not imagine a
right
pre-work Bronnie.
Yeah.
She would have been savage.
For all the people that are watching this going, you don't know, I fucking know. And, yeah. And I'm sorry for anything you've had to experience, but there is an answer. And it's no one's fault. It's just the way your brain functions, and it's the stuff that you've stored.
Yeah, it's there to help you, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Nothing to blame?
Nope. Nothing to blame. Just divine order, divine timing, gratitude, and dealing with your shit. No.
There you go.
Yeah. So have you had seen any more like big polarized, you know, views on this sort of stuff?
Not really. I haven't really watched that much of it. There's a bit they're getting to in this video with that random guy sitting in the car where Amber's going to go off with James Franco.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll get to see that.
He just wanted 2 minutes to say his piece.
You took Miss. And did you have any discussions with Miss Heard on the way to Coachella that evening?
We had a conversation pertaining to the surprise she left in the boss's bed prior to leaving the apartment.
And when you refer to the surprise in the boss's bed, what are you referring to?
The defecation.
And what did Miss Heard say about the defecation in Mr. Depp's bed?
Look at her face. She's proud of it.
Gone wrong.
It was a photograph of the bed, our bed. And on my side of the bed, was human fecal matter.
Oh, that's the actual photo.
So I understood why it wasn't a good time to go down there. My initial response to that was, I mean, I laughed.
I gotta tell the whole story, how they got there. Before they went and get the keys, they come down, they say, somebody tried to get into my unit, there's scratches on my door, say, and like, I'm really sorry, but who will think it's gonna get into your unit because they saw some scratches on the door, like, what, 4 inches above the door? Because the dog was scratching the door, was trying to get in, and they thought about someone trying to break into the unit. I said, on my head, I was like, you think someone's trying to get into your unit?
You know what?
Scratches.
Yeah. No matter how much of this we watch, it's just two people that are ashamed by their behavior. They're acting out of it, you know, a place of absolute desperation to try and look a little bit better than this, you know, both of them, the way they look right now. And they're only going to, like, they're going to put so much energy and effort into downing the other person where they're both acting out of desperation, not one bit of inspiration. He's having a field day because he's like, you know what? The one thing I was worried about was people knowing that I had this side to me. Whole world knows now. Got nothing to lose. And he's having a fucking ball day, like a field day with it. He's just loving it. And she's going, but see with her face when the shit came up, she's like, she was proud of that shit. 100%. When I picked the seams of my ex's fucking clothes apart, 100%, I was like, and 3, 2, 1, boom. You know what I mean? Like,
it's your entertainment.
It was more subtle, but 100% I did it for the same satisfaction. You know what I mean? You hurt me. You've cheated on me. So now I'm a victim and I can treat you like a piece of shit because, you know, we're both going to be the same, right? I'm going to stoop to your level. There's no levels. We're all equal.
Yeah, that's when you turn from inspiration to desperation. Instead of inspiration, I feel like I'll raise myself up. Then I'll raise you up. Then you raise me up. And it's like inspiration, desperation. It's like, I'm down here. Fuck you. I'm going to bring you down here. Now I'm down here. And it's like those positive and negative loops, isn't it?
Yeah. But the point is two people met, they fell in love. if they didn't have any of these, you know, if their brain didn't function as a normal brain, they would actually just be able to coexist together. The man wouldn't abuse the woman mentally or physically. The woman wouldn't, you know, either allow it by, and people, that's going to piss some people off. But if you have a choice as a human being, and I did this for 12 years to not leave, it is your choice to have it keep going. That was hard for me to face because I was like, they beat you down so mentally. You don't have that confidence. You don't think you're going to be good for anybody else. But the point is, it's still your choice to stay. And I'll tell you, the most empowering day of my life was the second he went, you walk out that door, no one's going to ever love you the way I love you. I turned and, you know, like, don't press the red button. And I'm like, put one foot outside, because we'd never had a fight where I had left the house. I've never left and come back. Well, I'm leaving and then come back. That was the first time I picked up my bag and set foot outside that door, and I've not been back. That was the most empowering day. You can't feel that empowerment. I can't be who I am today. And, you know, dissolving triggers for people and empowering men and women through self-ownership, knowing how your brain functions and allowing them to just coexist together. I wouldn't be that person if my husband didn't put me in the mental pain to be able to, for me to look for more to become stronger mentally. I wouldn't be the coach I am today. And, you know, I've saved lives. Their words, not mine, but I've saved lives. That I have thanked my ex-husband for that.
Yeah, well, you were going to take his life at one point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's why I believe everybody deserves a second chance, including all of the criminals that are locked up for whatever crime they've done. Everybody deserves a second chance. There's a minute amount, a very small percentage that, society's going to believe that there's a small percentage that won't be able to be helped, but the bigger the polarized view, the more drastic the behavior. So I believe with my education, my knowledge, that everybody deserves a second chance. And I could have been that murderer, because that same day, setting foot outside that door, I was chopping vegetables 5 minutes earlier. He came up. Now, all the women that have been abused, you'll know this, black eyes, I knew I was in for it. And my shoulder nudged forward with this massive, massive knife in my hands. And I went, put it down, got my handbag and walked out the front door. Never been back. But in that moment, if I didn't have that moment of presence where I could pull my shoulder back and be present, I 100,000% would be doing life in prison, and my ex-husband would be dead and my kids would be in the system. I have no doubt about that. And that was a day after that moment, was the second I went, I need to help people in the actual, like, criminals. I need to help them as well. Because they don't know why they're triggered to do this behavior. They don't know this, but then most of the criminal, now I've gone down a rabbit hole, but most of the criminals, like, there's a large percentage in the prisons that are filled up with domestic violence. But if you look at each individual story, the woman has known how to trigger him. The trigger's gone off. He now has no control. So they've played a part as well. And they should both be doing time, or they should both be recommended to someone to dissolve the triggers so they can coincide as a family and raise beautiful children that are balanced, knowing that we all have that evil streak. We all have that, like, you know, you could be sitting at dinner with the nice family and someone says something and you're like, oh yeah, cool. In your head, you're like, fuck, is this bitch for real? You know, like, you know what I mean? We all have that. And if you judge yourself for that and perceive that that should exist, then you can never be your authentic self. There's not one thing I've done in my life that I would be scared for the public to know. As you know, I call myself out on everything. So my life is a complete open book, but I do that to inspire others to know that, you know, life is worth living. Even if you're at the last tether, life is worth living. And just knock on my door and I'll show you how it's true. That lights me the fuck up.
Do you want to keep watching it or no?
I don't think there's any point, mate. We're just going to see more, you know, fucking ridiculous behavior. And I say fucking ridiculous, like, I do it too, right?
But yeah.
It's just going to be nitpicking with desperate, you know.
What I find really fascinating is you see Amber, the two side, you can kind of you get an idea of her opposite side, because she's in court like,
mm-hmm.
I'm just a pretty little girl that's
you know, I'm the victim and I don't ever raise my voice. I would never yell at Johnny and I hit him accidentally. And it's like,
yeah. Well, us as coaches in the area of human behavior, we know that's a load of fucking bullshit. And, you know, yeah, look, there's so many people that have that already have such a big opinion on it. You know, I don't watch the news, so I have not followed any of it. I don't have time in my day with my mission of what I'm trying to achieve to spend time watching that shit, but I do know human behavior. So I know exactly how it's all playing out.
Why? That's a good point. Why do we feel like we need to watch this shit?
Because do you know what? People are actually watching it, judging, but also accepting themselves a little bit more because they're like, fuck, I do that. How many women and men do you think go, oh, look at this, blah, 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 blah. Oh, but that bitch was screaming at her husband the night before saying how ungrateful he is and how she's locked in the doors raising the kids and he gets to go out and work and he's like, fuck you, ungrateful mole. Like, you know what I mean? Like they're watching it, judging, but they're in that moment, there's a little bit more of self-acceptance because there's an explanation to the part of them they perceive they've obtained that nobody else has. And that's why people get lit by it because that shit's worse than my shit right now. But guess what? Your shit's fucking identical.
Wow.
Just in your form. And I know that makes sense to you, but, you know, you would have to actually show an example. I've got heaps of examples.
Can you hear that music?
No.
Okay, cool. And what's an example? What do you mean by an example of a story of someone?
Here's a basic example, right? I was a stay-at-home mum raising the kids. So for me, I was running the house, doing the paperwork for the business, raising the kids. You know, I never missed a moment with my children. One day the kids were just like, my daughter had absent brain seizures, average of 150 a day for 4.5 years, and I had a baby. So that alone, fucking next level, like there's stress because you're like, is she going to fall? Is she going to do this? I'm going to get the baby. He's sleeping. Now she's awake. And it's like, you are just run off your feet. My husband came home and he said, the fuck you done all day? The house is a pigsty. And I went, you didn't just walk the fuck in here and say that to me and lost it. I was like, fuck you, you fucking ass. Like, lost my shit, right? Now, looking back on that situation, if he was to come in, if this same situation with my less triggers and more educated view on human behavior and how my brain works, I would walk in and go, thank you so much for paying attention and acknowledging the fucking hard day that I've had. What's he got to say back to that? Zero. Because I've just disarmed his argument. And you know what? He hasn't come in because he hates me to attack me for the house being dirty. He's had a horrible day at work where he slaves for 10 hours and then can't even come home to a house that relaxes because you've got two kids that are screaming their fucking head off, a missus that's about to fucking down you at the door. Like, you know, and the missus shows no appreciation for it. I want more. Give me more. Do this. I want this. And they're like, I'm fucking trying. Now I just see that little situation so much differently. And if you were to say, if a woman was to say, thank you for acknowledging that, the man would stand there lost because they're like, well, that's not the normal response. My brain is already trying to yell out the next argument or the next part of that argument. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just one little situation, one tiny one. And, you know, I used to think, fucking abusing me, no appreciation, rah, rah, rah. Nah. Thank you for acknowledging me. That's all I wanted. That's what I was asking for, right? Acknowledge the hard work I do. This place is a pigsty. Thank you for acknowledging me.
Right? And do you mean that because if he's saying it's a pigsty, then he's saying, well, sometimes it's actually not a pigsty. Sometimes it's really gorgeous looking.
Right?
Yeah.
And the only reason I have triggered is because I've been judging myself the whole day for not being able to be a mum to two children that need my every fucking bit of energy right now. I was judging myself for losing my shit at the kids, for not keeping a home, for not being able to do something that's meant to be natural for women. I was already judging myself. So if he walks through the door and says that, my anger isn't directed at him. It's at myself. Because if he came in and I was balanced with the situation, my response wouldn't be attacking. It would be thank you. But because I had it and it was real and true, my truth deep down, I had to defend it because he hit the nail on the head. I was judging myself. If it's not true to you, you don't respond.
You weren't angry at him. You're angry at yourself. That's so cool.
Absolutely. Well, we don't respond or we don't react to anything that's not true inside us. So every time you open your mouth and react, it's due to your own judgments and yourself. It's never due to the other person.
And is that part of why, obviously there's other reasons, but I feel like that's partly why Johnny Depp's laughing at some of these accusations because there's no truth. He's just laughing. He's like, what's this chick on about? Like, what's going on? Like,
Yeah. And she's just clutching at straws because there's actual evidence of what
she's doing.
And you know what? I have no doubt that he's been a pig. I have no doubt that he's taken a piss in the fucking hallway. I have no doubt that he's behaved that way. But it's still, it's just desperate human behavior to protect our judgments on ourselves.
Mm.
Like, one of the biggest patterns I see is men work hard, they go out, women work hard too. I'm not saying that they don't, but I'm just saying I work with a lot of men that they go, I go out and work hard. I come home. I just want to fucking relax. I just want to have a cold fucking bevy, relax, right? Then they find themselves getting lippy at the kids because they're freaking, you know, being noisy. And then the wife's like, don't talk to them that way. And he's like, next minute, screaming at the wife, waking up the next morning, promising it will never happen again. And then there they are. So they don't believe they're worth anymore. They think they're broken. They stick in a toxic or stay in a toxic relationship just as much as the woman does because they don't think they're going to be accepted by anybody else because they don't accept themselves. Then their biggest insecurity is that someone will find out that happens. So therefore the wife will be at a barbecue very quiet because they just had a domestic in the car. You know what I mean? Like, and he's watching her like a fucking hawk because I swear if I see your lips even murmur the or look like you're saying those words about what I just did to you or how I
treated you. That's brilliant, right? Isn't it?
Right?
Wow.
And then he's like, you know, oh, can't you fucking smile? How can I when I can't be myself because I've got so many restrictions because of your insecurities?
Dude, that's the weight and the pressure of going and talking to someone about your, if you have two authentic, inspired people in a relationship, you can go up to a random on the street and say, hey, I just had this fight with my partner and like, thank you for walking past me and like with your beautiful dog, like you're amazing. But other people would just say, oh, like wouldn't even acknowledge your dog because they have this seething anger. But if you can acknowledge that, oh, hey, man, I just had a crazy fight with my girlfriend. Thank you. Like you've cheered me up. Thank you for making my day.
Yeah.
And then completely dissolved because you've not judging yourself for having a fight or being angry. It's like people have fights and arguments. There's nothing wrong with that.
If your
partner doesn't want you to tell the world that you have arguments, then they don't want you to be yourself and they're judging themselves for not being themselves as well.
Yeah. So what are we all doing? We're all walking outside of our homes with these personas and masks we wear. Guess what, guys? We all know behind your closed doors, you're all fucking human. You're all real. And it happens to everybody. But the problem in the world is nobody fucking talks about it.
Yeah.
And so therefore we think we're all alone. Nah. There is, you know me, I'm ruthless. I'm relentless. I just don't give up. And I don't believe there's anything in the world you can't achieve. I don't think there's not one thing that's been said to me or my thoughts or vision or anything like that where I believe it's unachievable.
If you have a plan and you're willing to delegate, nothing's too ambitious or too big or impossible.
Exactly right. Exactly. But see, you've only just stepped into that the last 6 weeks. You used to look at me and go, but how?
Dude, now it's making like, this is how Bronny feels. Oh my God. Like it all makes sense. And like all of the stuff you did. And like, I used to look at you and be like, Bronny, how can you be bothered? Like going through every comment that someone's left and talking to so many people every day. Like, don't you just want to like read and fuck like fuck them off. But like now I'm like, wow, I'm so thankful for anyone like watching this right now. Anyone that's liked ever in a comment, anyone I've spoken to, like, wow, like, yeah. Thank you so much.
Every single, and I've said this before, I must sound like a broken fucking record. Every single interaction, conversation, anything with another human being is a fucking gift. If they could be coming to you with information that you've been ignoring from your own intuition, because if you get feedback in different forms, if you don't listen to your own feedback, it has to come from others.
That is fucking incredible.
So I listen to my feedback, but guess what? Only like 36 years before I found this, I was fucked up. I was raised in a victim mentality. I've only ever, besides the one I've got now, attracted abusive, either physically or mentally, like men, abusive in my life with substance abuse issues. So once I left my husband, stayed single for 2.5 years, sorting through my shit. Because why? I went and got the education to say, I fucking know there's more, because I've been given this little glimpse of light. And I so know there's more, and I'm going to fucking nail this. I'm going to like study this shit till I can do it in my sleep. And now I can.
Dude, I remember those when we first started chatting and we were doing the long talks on the beach, and you had all those relationships, and I got to hear all the stories, and like the progression that you had of the relationships wasn't like you got lucky and found your soulmate and it's just like was meant to be. It was like you did an insane amount of work on yourself, and you took on all of that responsibility and laid it all on your shoulders and say, how am I creating the relationships? I mean, not like, oh, why do I keep ending up in these relationships? It's how am I creating it?
And the one thing I didn't want to do again was make a man feel worse than the dirt on the bottom of my shoe. And that was my part that I played. So I was vowed to stay single until I appreciated men. That was massive for me because my parents split up. My mum, oh my God, I don't think that you'll ever hear a day in my mum's life where she does not down my dad. And for him, he never defended himself. But you know what I mean? Like I've seen all of these things. And then, oh, this is massive. I had this perception in my mind from stored information through my senses that my mum was a single mum, three girls under the age of 7, ran a fucking massive farm, still baked for us for school. Like she was a fucking gun. Moved over to Australia, found my stepdad, never went to work another day in her life, never baked again, never did it. So my brain's view on men was you can be successful till you have a man in your life. If you don't control your own life, guess what? A man will turn up to control it for you, or a woman, vice versa. So the only thing they were showing me is that I was not in control of my life, so they had to then control it for me. And then when I get to the point of I'm nothing because I've had to change for you because I didn't love or accept myself, so I would then pedestal them and inject their values into my life and then become someone I'm not, then blame them for that change. I didn't want to do that to a man again. There is so much value that men and women can have in your life, and so many people are attached to the monetary value of a relationship, and he can't earn as much as me or she can't earn as much as me. Fuck off. What about, so in my relationship, because I have the company, I earn more than my man. He has been honest with me and said, yeah, that's a fucking issue for me. And I'm like, okay. I was on a meeting and I had my laptop out the front. He saw me juggling phone, notebooks, pens, trying to bloody open this screw door, you know, the doorknob on our front door. The next day, there's a flat-handled one so I could open it with my elbow.
You're joking.
The value of that to my fucking life was next level.
Dude, what a legend.
Like the value of that to me was like, holy shit, you have no idea. I dropped this laptop. I don't want to be the person that actually like is in the house if that ever happens. So he doesn't realize that him taking that time to just go and purchase a door handle, noticing that I was struggling and putting it on the house, mate, fucking valued. In my eyes, he's just made me stress less, which makes me more balanced and more You know, I can show up more for my clients because I'm not stressing about those little things like, fuck, I've got about to walk through the door. Fuck, I'm going to drop this. I'm not present in that moment. So he's just bettered my life. And that's only one example of what this man does. It's not even a thing. It's just natural for him. He likes to enhance people's lives by going, so you have this issue. You do know that this really simple solution is right here, right? He doesn't even say it. He just does it.
Wow.
Yeah. So you all have value. Just stop looking at value as one thing, which is money. Because you have money. I invested in telling more people in the world that we're all fucking same, right? Teaching people how to live their truth, own themselves, love and appreciate and accept themselves as well as their partners for everything that you are. And that's like, if I can invest in that, it doesn't matter what I drive, what bling I have, what I wear. I could literally sit here in a potato sack full of holes and still teach. Nothing's going to change what I've got in here. So anything external, it doesn't change anything. But if I invest into getting a bigger voice, that changes everything.
So please, if any of this has resonated with you, or you can think of anyone that needs to hear this, share it. Let's get this voice out there.
Yeah.
Because people need to hear this. This is fucking bullshit that's plastered all over the news. And we need to get the word out, the voice of how we can fix it as a simple solution. Hold yourself accountable. Identify where you do this. Yeah. It's fucking extremely scary.
It is scary. And, you know, some people wait because there's two ways people make change, right? Some people will be inspired by this to make change. Others will wait till this will stay in the back of their mind. And then others will wait till they're in so much fucking pain. There's no other way out. And that's when we hear from those people. Throw your questions in there, like any challenge us. Like, because the only thing, a challenge is a gift because it makes me look internal and it makes me go, well, hang on, do I know this information or do I need to tap into my mentors? Do I know that, like, you know, and I'm going to be honest, I'm going to sit there and go, yeah, nothing. I don't know anything about that. But what I do know is this creates this. So we're not going to talk shit on there. We're only going to say stuff that we definitely know. And there's going to be people that are going to challenge us because they're in that pain. But remember, I have been the abused housewife, physically and mentally, and I've been the cunt wife that has actually made my husband and every relationship I've been in, besides this one, make him feel like the dirt on the bottom of my shoe. So I've played both parts. So challenge me. Bring it. I love it.
Dude, I fucking love it when people challenge me because I'm like, oh, yeah. I get to challenge you now. Let's go. All right. Let's step it up.
What a gift. Because if they're challenging you.
Oh, more clarity,
And then you get to enhance your already learned knowledge. Then you never know what your client's going to come in with when, you know, oh, it's in it. Hey, you know, what result do you want from us today or our session today? And they go, oh, this, piss off. I only just learned that last week. You know what I mean? Like, so that interaction and that challenge could just fucking help more people. So
yeah,
brilliant.
Wow. Yeah, man, if you got a question. I used to do that so often. I'd have so many questions and I'd just bottle them up and like, I'm not worth it. Meh, who cares? I'm not worth it. And your intuition popped that question in your head for a reason. Like, put it down. Let's hear it. Let's get into that.
Yep. And then you'll get the people that are so scared of either what their parents will think of them, what their best friend thinks of them, what the bully at school thinks of them. And they'll go, oh, I don't treat people like that. How's the war on the inside? Because if you avoid conflicts externally, you're creating your own internal war. That means I know that you get up, you don't just put a mask on. Your entire life is not your life. You set goals to impress those around you. You do things in your life to live their values because you don't know who you are. And once again, it's fine that you're there. It is scary. It can be private. Do you need help getting out? Because there is a solution. You don't have to be a people pleaser. You can just live life and it's fucking beautiful.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
I was looking at, because I've just been so grateful lately. I literally you'll love this. I walked in the house and there's an artwork of like a dolphin jumping through the waves, and there's like all these different colors and you can see the droplets of the water, and it's like, it's really, it just stood out to me. So like, and I walk past, it's just like you say, I walk past it every day. Yep. And finally I was like, wow. Like, and I'm thinking of the artist that has spent their life like thinking of art and wanting to express themselves. And I'm looking at like their last work and what they love, and that's their voice. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing it and I go, wow, that's beautiful. Everyone has such a beautiful voice inside of themselves.
Absolutely. 100,000%. Like, everybody is here for something great. And finding that, well, we've got to sift through all that shit of your memories, of the things that, you know, because I remember when I first was going to do my first Facebook Live. Now, if anyone's ever done a Facebook Live, it's like, oh, fuck, I've got, you know, all this anxiety in my fucking, you know, my heart's about to go. You're like, all right, I'm ready. You press it and you're like, 3, 2, 1, fuck. Like, you shit.
And then you see the viewers. When there's no one watching, you're like, yeah, this is cool. And then you see like one person, you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then they drop off. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, 100%. It's like that. I can't remember the point I was trying to make, but it's like that. It's that moment, right? It's that, fuck, it's out there.
Yeah.
It's funny. I can't remember the point I was making, but yeah.
All right. So where can, for the people on YouTube, is there a link or how do people reach out or where do they go?
Well, I don't know much about YouTube.
Well, there would be a link. There would be a description box with a link or a, you know, okay, you can so put your Facebook, your web.
My website's getting redesigned at the moment. So there'll be a Facebook link to my coaching page, which is Bronwyn Cogan Coach. Inbox myself or the team on there and ask your questions. We will see what we can do to assist and help and create the ripple effect throughout the world.
So click that.
If you're Johnny or Amber, reach out. yeah.
Or someone in their team or network that you're like, oh, fuck, they got to hear this.
Yeah, because you guys know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's nothing they can say to me that would surprise me. I've heard it all. I am human, so I've done it all. I'm no better than them, but I do have a solution for them. It just depends if they want to fucking do it or not. If they don't, then I know what the rest of their life looks like. Maybe I should document that shit now and just play it out for people in 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people on YouTube, thank you so much for watching. This is our very first YouTube video on what's it called, Bronwyn?
Courageously You, Authentically Me.
Courageously You, Authentically Me. So please give us a subscribe. Come on. Especially if you're coming over from Facebook to YouTube, fucking click the subscribe. Give us some love here. Let's expand it. Well, let's get the voice out.
It's a gift if you hit the subscribe, because this is only number one of many, 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 many thousands. Situations that we will be talking about to inspire others to have that hope to keep going. So you're doing yourself a favor if you do. And, you know, tag friends, share it with people, because if you've watched this whole thing, you actually know we speak truth.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I love getting to the end of one of our conversations online and you know the people listening now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's up? Thanks. You're the fucking dedicated ones.
Some people will see that as, oh, look at them being cocky. And some people will be like, oh, they're fucking inspired. And I want to tell you right now, we're inspired.
Dude, because how my brain interprets it or sees it is like the people who like don't really care about it, they would have dropped off by now. They got distracted. But people who are fully engaged, they're hanging on every word that I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you're saying.
Yeah. And look, I know because I have a long list of men that I've dissolved their triggers. And I do know that the wives or the girlfriends are like, look, I know you're in his life and I know you say you're going to do this and this and this, but I have no hope left. When you can dissolve a trigger and it completely changes that person, I'll just wait for your love mail after the hate mail. Because I get abused by some men because I'm working with the women to own their behavior, own themselves. But then that sort of is intimidating for the husband because he's like, well, now I have my behavior and I'm, she thinks she's better than. And there's one person that's helping her, and that's Bronnie, so I'm going to attack her. When I teach, you know, the woman or the man to dissolve their triggers, excuse me, their life naturally changes. It isn't an effort. It just naturally happens. And when you get the hate mail backed up by the love, nothing better. Like nothing better. I've got like this album where it's like the contrast. This is
really
absolutely. I think everything needs to be metriced. Like you've got to keep, you know, because you have your down days, you have your face down moments. You've got to keep that book of gold. That's here's all the beautiful things people have sent to me about saving lives and inspiring them and doing this and doing this. You know, so I've got a book of that because on my down days, I need to remember who I inspire and the impact that I make. Because don't be fucking taking a day off being a selfish bitch all up in your shit when you can actually encourage people and teach people and make a difference in the world. So I just read like one page and I'm back up. I'm going, but I still have my face down moments. Yeah. And then I have a book of my own words when I'm all cocky and elated and I'm like better than, to bring myself down so that I'm more authentic. Because it's not that we can't 100% be courageously authentic, but we have moments and points, and you're either polarized or you're just doing little tweaks to keep go along the line, and the choice is yours because both is possible.
So people on YouTube, thank you.
Yes,
click that Facebook link in the bottom. We'll bring you over to Facebook. People on Facebook already, you know, hit us up, comment, like, share.
Yeah.
And
go to the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The YouTubers go to Facebook. Facebookers go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Share the love.
Give us scenarios or suggestions that you'd like.
Yeah. Lots of videos to react to as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you'd like us. Yeah. If you'd like us to react to other videos and give our point of view, then we're here. We're ready. Let's go.
Cool. Thank you, everyone. Bye. Thank you. Love you, everyone.
Much love.
Oh,
much love.
Oh, dude, that was in sync.
It was for the first time.
Shit.